This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
We start off in South Korea. South Korea is set to review its gay military ban, which on gay soldiers, where they recently targeted under a mass crackdown on same-sex activity. Now, the South Korean government has asked the Constitutional Court to review the military law that bans same-sex activity between servicemen. They can be imprisoned for up to 2 years if found guilty of sodomy or disgraceful contact.
So this is quite an old law. It's been running around since 1962. The 1962 Military Criminal Act is the one that they're using to crack down on servicemen, and Amnesty International has described this as an outrageous military gay witch hunt.
In fact, in May this year, a soldier was convicted of having same-sex relationships and was given a 6-month prison sentence, suspended for 1 year. The Military Human Rights Center for Korea reported this year that gay dating apps were being used by officials to entrap gay men in the military in Korea, in South Korea. The advocacy group also discovered that phones of up to 50 men had been confiscated and they were being urged to identify other gay men.
Now, this is the government has announced plans to submit a human rights report to the United Nations at the end of the month, clarifying its position on gay people serving in the military.
Now, that makes me wonder.
It sounds like political speak, doesn't it?
Well, what are they going to clarify? They have a ban and they're enforcing it. Where's the ambiguity?
Well, that's the thing. So many of these countries we deal with, or many countries we deal with, might have a law in place where they don't enforce. This one, it's clearly being enforced.
Now, after the United States, a little bit of disappointing news. The parents of an 8-year-old transgender girl are suing her primary school for emotional distress after teachers and administration refused to recognise her gender identity. The school in Orange County, California, denied Nicole Barr that the right to use a girl's bathroom or wear a girl's uniform. The school also refused her name and refused her using the appropriate pronouns.
Which is really offensive, I have to say.
Exactly.
They knowingly are doing this. It's actually, I would say, it's a form of bullying.
The family's lawyer, Mark Rosenbaum, said there isn't anything more heartless in the world telling a child not to follow your heart. The lawsuit notes that Nicole is a courageous child who has told her family what she has long known to be true, that although she was assigned to the male gender at birth, her true gender identity is that of a girl.
Interesting. The school actually promotes its policies of non-discrimination, diversity and, quote, teaching the whole child.
But unfortunately, they refuse to accept Nicole's gender identity despite repeated requests by her parents. The school said in a statement that due to the sensitivity of the issue, it was taking its time to enlist an expert for guidance. I mean, I don't know why you need to enlist an expert for that, but
if ever there was a country where there's going to be litigation over something like this, it's the USA. Across to Russia now, Ali Ferez, a journalist whose newspaper has covered the gay purge in Chechnya, has now finding his future in jeopardy. He's an openly gay activist and he's being deported to Uzbekistan, where he believes he will be tortured for being gay. Now, he left Uzbekistan in 2009 after being detained and tortured by the Uzbekistani authorities.
I think fled would be the word.
Indeed. Why he's fled to Russia, I'm not quite sure, but on arriving, he became a correspondent at Novaya Gazeta, which is the paper that first broke the story about the purge of gay men in Chechnya. He sought asylum in Russia on refugee grounds, but repeatedly officials have denied this. And it came to a head just this past week when a judge decided that he should be forcibly deported back to Uzbekistan.
Over to Haiti, where a vote by the Senate has banned gay marriage, and it is now looking at the possibility of banning any, and I quote, public demonstration of support for homosexuality.
This is sort of like the Russian news.
It's not a great rap this week, is it? The approved bill says any parties, co-parties and accomplices of a gay marriage can be jailed for 3 years and fined up to $10,000. The president said that all senators are opposed to same-sex marriage, so, you know, at least the one thing they've got on Australia is they're all pulling in the same direction.
At least they've got a decision
there. It just happens to be the wrong direction, but they're pulling in the one direction.
The same guy also said that it's a commonly held belief in Haiti that homosexuality is a Western practice only.
Yeah, of course.
They do derive a hell of a lot of their income from, you know, the biggest Western country just off their coast being the USA.
Now, opposition to this is to the bill. People opposing the bill are saying that the text divides our society and it reinforces prejudices and discrimination. So, yeah, no surprises there.
And in brief, in Kuwait has deported 76 gay men in a recent crackdown.
In the United Kingdom, a London man has been jailed for life after being found guilty of setting fire to a gay bar for the second time.
In Jamaica, it's celebrated its third Pride Week despite its banning of homosexuality.
And in Nepal, a Nepalese couple has made history with first trans marriage.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. Worldwide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online across the world at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave. Or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.